Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we are going on to almost a week since the Hamas attacks. And we are starting to see the American infrastructure in terms of support, in terms of how we feel about Israel or Palestine, start to evoke a lot of emotions and unravel as people are protesting, as people are writing letters and saying who they stand with. And one of you had asked me, you know, being Jewish and being half Israeli, how did I perceive what happened with the Holocaust? How do I perceive current anti-Semitism? You know, how do you deal with the hate? I've just always known that people hate us, and not just because we're Jewish. There's people that hate women. There's people that hate men. There's people that hate Jews. There's people that hate Catholics. There's people that hate Mormon. There's people that hate Muslims. There's people that, there's just people that hate. And I told you, the reason why I have kind of a sense of calm, even though I'm very anxious about what's going on, and I'm horrified by what happened, I'm not surprised, because we know that there's evil out there. We know that there's people that hate. Where you're in trouble is when you're naive to think that nobody hates you, that nobody's hunting you. And I don't want you all to be paranoid, but you have individuals attacked by bears, or attacked by rabid dogs, or attacked by a random person with mental illness. All right? Hate is probably one of the most commonly felt emotions more than love. So people hate. And if it wasn't this conflict, there would be something else. I mean, we're now going, wow, that many people are mad at Israel? That many people are mad at Palestine? That many people are mad why are you shocked? There are people that have very, very strong emotions for either side and may use this now as an opportunity to scratch that itch they've had in terms of being aggressive, in terms of being confrontational. And so I'm not surprised. And if you think, well, I'm not Jewish, you know, if I'm not Jewish, nobody hates me. Oh, somebody hates you. If you voted for Trump, somebody hates you. If you voted for Biden, somebody hates you. Right? If you're, you know, pro-abortion, pro-choice, someone hates you. If you're pro-life, somebody hates you. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, somebody hates you. Now, hopefully in football, nobody wants to kill somebody else, but you've seen fights. You've seen people take sports to a level that they shouldn't. I'm a Golden Knights fan. You bet your butt people hate me. People hate. That's just what they do. And so how do you deal with that hate? Well, many of us, and I was one of them, I just never wanted any enemies. I never thought I had enemies. Even if I was bullied by somebody, I ended up somehow making friends with them. I love, there's a sort of psychological profile. I forget the test where we would give, there were colors assigned. And I'm a blue-red. A blue wants to make sure that everybody's happy, but a red wants to go in there and fix it. And like, I got to tell you, I mean, not a minute goes by that I don't want to go over there in Israel, to Israel and help. And I just want to do, I want to fix, I want to solve this. And so I'm a blue-red, which is kind of opposite in a way, but blues want to make sure everybody gets along, is copacetic, and stop the drama. That's what a blue wants. A red wants to stop the drama before it starts by cutting it out. And, you know, I've always struggled with, oh, does that person not like me? What did I do? What can I fix? I don't want anybody to not like me. I want everyone to like me. And I learned early on that, no, even if you are perfect, even if you do everything perfect, people hate you for being perfect. People dislike you, no matter what. So now that you know that the average person wants to hate somebody, they might want to hate their neighbor. They may want to hate the opposite city. Do you think Californians, Coloradans, Utahs, Arizonans all love each other? No, they hate each other over the Colorado. People will pick a cause and use that to hate somebody else. That allows them to bond with other people. And it's unfortunately just a part of our human makeup. So how do you deal with the hate? It looks like we have a lot of students, and we spoke about this yesterday, who are a little confused. And they want to align with a side. In fact, I saw an article, and I want to read up on it, where I think the European Union is asking Mark Zuckerberg to take a side. I don't care where Facebook stands. I'm assuming everybody who saw beheaded bodies and that kids and people were slaughtered are on the side of nobody should murder, nobody should slaughter. But everybody wants to out everybody else. And you see these students in colleges going, well, I got to pick a side. And they're scared. Which side do I pick? And then they pick a side and they go, well, we stand by this. And they might not even understand the situation. And now they're getting outed publicly because these are things in writing and with social media, you can blast it out there. And so you don't have to always pick a side. All right. And I know a lot of you are frustrated looking at what's going on, and you should be frustrated. It's horrible. I mean, if you need to pick a side, be anti-terrorist, be anti-beheading babies, be anti-murdering and slaughtering people in their homes. Right? If you want to pick a side, but if you don't have a side yet to pick, don't just randomly pick one to pick one, especially since it can mar you for years to come, saying, well, you did support the Hamas attack, or you did support, you know, I'm not here to debate, you know, what's been going on with Gaza under Hamas control, and if Israel should have gone in earlier and taken more control and helped the Palestinians out or not. But Gaza under Hamas control is their decision, is up to Gaza. At no time should it have infiltrated and killed innocent individuals. But that's because there's hate. And with hate, there's no boundaries and there's no logic. So how do you deal with the hate? One, understand that it's there. And two, protect yourself. Always protect yourself. Because somebody out there wants to do you in. 1-877-DALIA.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Mitch writes, do antidepressants really work? What's the best thing to do for depression and anxiety? So, it depends on what is the cause of your depression and anxiety. If you are depressed because somebody in your family died, right? It's not a lot pills could do. I mean, that's a reactive depression. It's environmentally induced. You lost, you know, there's medications that might help you sleep. There's medications that might help numb you. But, you know, you're dealing with something tragic like that. You're going to feel bad. It's loss. It's part of the actual healing process. Same thing with anxiety. Anxiety is fascinating, by the way. I think anxiety is a defense mechanism. Now, for some of us, we need to be pretty aggressive in treating it, because some people's anxiety stop them from driving, put them into a panic attack in the middle of a highway, and, you know, it could get them killed. Or some people's anxiety could, you know, cause them to make some bad decisions. But anxiety may be your body's spidey sense. So you walk into a place and you're like, I'm not feeling right. I don't feel it. Well, get out of that place. Maybe your body's picking up on something. Maybe there's about to be a robbery or a crime. Or you're about to get, you know, exposed to COVID or TB. Sometimes I think that if you don't usually suffer from anxiety, but then something makes you not feel right, and you can't put your finger on it, that to me might be your spidey sense, or God, or nature telling you something's not right. And the reason why you do get anxious is because you pause, you try to collect your thoughts, you try to assess the situation, and it's the body trying to decide what the best mode of action is. Unfortunately, for some of us, the anxiety can be consuming. So yesterday I had to speak at an event. It was the Southern Hills Republican Club. No, the Sun City Republican Women's Club for Breast Cancer. They were doing a fundraiser for breast cancer. And they, and hold on a second, I want to give credit where credit is due. It was called Pink in the City, and it was a beautiful, they had a fashion show, and it was, I just want to give credit where credit's due. And I, however, was very anxious about what was going on in Israel. There was a family of close friends of ours who we hadn't heard from since Saturday, which was obviously very scary. And when you don't hear from somebody who's really, really good at communication, it makes you a little nervous. So it was the for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. It was the Southern Hills Republican Women doing Pink in the City, and I had to speak, and I was anxious about it, and I was, oh Lord have mercy. And so what did I do? Well, one is I talked to a friend of mine. That always helped. That got me out of the anxiety. And then I had a half a glass of Chardonnay. And I'm not a wine drinker. You know, but it was great. I was able to talk. I was able to make people laugh. And sometimes, and I'm not saying to ever, ever, ever go to alcohol, but I'm very honest about how I went from being scared to death of what's going on over there in Israel and why I haven't heard back from family and friends and what's going on, to being able to perform. To be able to cheer up, you know, a room of 100-150 people, and to try to help raise money for breast cancer research. It was a tall order. But for me, going to a friend, yeah, I ate something. Eating always makes you feel better. Not that that should always be your go-to. Little bit of wine, and I felt better. And then what really made me feel better is my friend wrote back saying he and the family is good, although part of the family has been now or is currently in the IDF and is going to be involved in, you know, obviously the fighting and possibly the ground invasion. So do medications work? Well, you know, if we're able to, you know, have a good support system, if we're able to get some closure or get some answers to a very anxiety-producing issue or a depressing issue, no, oftentimes you don't need medications. But medications work really, really well when it's not environmental. Or you're having trouble with your own body serotonin and epinephrine and dopamine to get you out of the funk or to help calm you down. And like these SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, are fantastic medications in that they don't inject any medication into you, but what they do is they augment the serotonin that you have by blocking the receptors from it being used up. So your circulating serotonin lasts longer. If low serotonin is your problem, these medicines are fantastic. But if low serotonin isn't your problem, they may not work. So treating anxiety and treating depression is an art. And so we need to always take a little time into figuring out what it is. Some of us have anxiety and depression because of our hormones. You have low T. You have low estrogen. Or you're having surges in these. Well, then that could be managed by hormones. Sometimes we have anxiety because we're hypoglycemic. Or we get depressed because of our sugar or insulin. Well, then medications that manage your sugar may then help with that. Personally, what I think works really, really well is working out. I always feel better working out. And it doesn't have to be hitting the gym. It could be going for a walk, walking with the dog. Oh, yeah, on top of that, my dog blew out her other ACL. This was the dog that blew out the first ACL. Now she blew out the second ACL. So now we have to go through another surgery. Another, it's stress. It's always stress. But the other thing that I always do is I stop whenever I want to have a pity party and I feel sorry for myself. You don't have to suppress it. You can have a little pity party. You could go, this sucks. This is what's happening. It's a lot of poop on the pile. But then after that, realize that there's other people with it worse. I'm not in Israel right now. You know, I'm not mourning the loss of a child or a loved one. That was within my family. When you realize that other people have it worse, you go, you know what? I can handle this. If they have to handle what they're handling over there, I can handle this. But one thing that I think is one of the biggest cures of anxiety and depression is turning those emotions into action. So when I had a family member almost scammed by a love interest online and went through that, and they were pretty depressed about it, I'm like, you know what? Why don't we teach others? Let's write a book. And that immediately allowed them to bounce back. If while we were, you know, stressed about what's going on with Israel, I told the room yesterday, I go, you know, channel that anger, channel that anxiety, channel that depression into a cause that you feel like you can control. You could raise money for breast cancer research. Then let's do it. Find a cause and make that a focus of your energy. Because a lot of times we cut a pace and we walk around and we're like, well, I have to do something and I don't know what to do and I can't relax and I can't just watch a movie and I can't go to sleep. I can't. Well, then do something. It's okay. You have nervous energy. You have anxiety about something. Do something. Now, don't write a bunch of stuff online that you'll regret. But, you know, think of a cause you want to help and help. Create a cause. I was nervous about the lack of blood, so I helped create Blood Donation Days and National Blood Donation Week. There's a lot of things you could do. And if you are struggling to find a cause or something to do, just reach out to me. Email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, I could give you guys some ideas. There's always volunteer opportunities at church and temples and you know, mosques, and there's always things you could do that the community needs. But whenever we see a hurricane or a superstorm and we're like, well, what do we do? You know, we're seeing people struggle. Go to your local community and be there to help. Now, that's why these food drives not only help the homeless and those who don't have enough food, but they help the people donating. Because it gives them a focus. So to answer your question, yes, some of these antidepressants do work, but there's a lot of things. Good diet, exercise, support group therapy, and finding a cause. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
C-6. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel. He will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has declared that every member of Hamas will be destroyed. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 24. That's according to the White House. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group. Former CIA and NSA director and retired Air Force General Michael Hayden called for Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville to be removed from the human race in a social media post. One winning ticket was sold in the enormous Powerball jackpot worth over $1.7 billion in Fraser Park, California. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was driving to work today, there was traffic. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, Southern Nevada. And if you've ever been to Southern Nevada, the Strip is amazing. It's just fantastic. But when you live in the city, and I've been here off and on since the 80s, every flipping day there's construction. I don't understand. City is always under construction. There's always an orange cone. There's always a lane merging. you think you could very easily turn right. It's a lane you've always been able to turn right into, and at the drop of the hat, another orange cone, and you need to merge, or now there's no asphalt and it's dirt. And then, one thing I completely forgot about is sometimes I might accidentally hit a road when there's going to be a school bus needing to pick students up. And in our city, we have bus stops right along major thoroughfares. You could be on a major street that's a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, and you're driving, and all of a sudden you hear screeches. And then you see why, because, you know, when there's a truck in front of you, you can't see around it. So you start to put on your brakes because you're hearing screeches, and you're like, what the hell's going on? Well, that's because it was a bus stop right there on the middle of a busy road. Fascinating, I see a lot of adults now at the bus stop. You saw the parents joking around and talking, because I'm like, gosh, those are like 6-foot-tall kids. No. There was a bunch of grown-ups now. Now parents are standing with their kids at the bus stop. Whole purpose of the bus. My parents were like, they wouldn't even be awake, or if they were at work, whatever. I never saw my parents in the morning because I went to the bus stop, did my own thing. Now parents are actively walking their kids to the bus stop, watching the bus. At that point, might as well just drive them to school. But I see a lot of parents there. But I got to work late. I had to perform a disability exam on a patient, and then I had to get to the studio, and I found myself thinking, this is why it's nice to work from home. You're late, you're stressed, cars are screeching around you, you could almost get into a car accident. I looked at my gas. Yeah, gas near $5 a gallon where I'm at, it sucks. And you know, I've been a big proponent of trying to get your butts back to work, because employers, if they don't see you, you know, they might not appreciate you, they might not keep you on the payroll, or they might think you're double dipping and working multiple jobs at home, which I think a lot of people are. But on the flip side, I've also noticed it's nice. It's kind of nice. Well, a study came out saying that hybrid workers say it's costing them an additional $51 a day when they go into the office. This is from an Owl Labs survey. That would be $36 more than what they would spend working from home. Why? Well, commuting, parking, pet care, they say. I'm surprised it's only $51, because if you're also paying for daycare, although if you are working from home, you still probably need somebody watching the kids. Owl Labs surveyed over 2,000 full-time workers to understand the changing workplace. 27% of the respondents were hybrid workers, going to the office sometimes either by choice or due to a company mandate. The daily expenses for hybrid workers at the office included $8 for parking, $13 on breakfast and coffee, $16 on lunch. $16 for lunch. Whatever happened to the 99-cent slice of pizza? That's... lunch is getting expensive. $16. $14 on commuting. Keep in mind, if you're working from home, you're still eating, but maybe you're not eating out. And then pet care, they spend an extra $20 a day. They said the cost likely contributed to the fact that 29% of hybrid or remote workers say they would expect a pay bump if they had to go back to the office full time. Yeah, you see, isn't that fascinating? Rather than you getting paid less to get to stay home, now it's, no, pay me the same, but if you want me to come back to the office, you need to pay me more. And I don't want to take employers' sides, but in order for us to figure out how to get labor back to where it needs to be, you got to understand both sides of things. And there's been some mandates that people have had, and many of you might have seen them also, where you're being told you've got to come to the office at least 3 days a week, even if it's not all day. So now there's another little trend where people are stopping their day, their productivity at home, if they were productive or not, going in to the office, making sure everybody sees you, in case you don't have those card keys, that document, or just swiping even. But in case there is a timer, you need to show you were at the office a certain amount of time. So we're hearing that many of these employees, they talk to their buddies, they hang out, they make sure everybody sees them, they walk around the office so all cameras see them, they might sit down, do a little work, and then they go home. And then they go, and that was there, I made it to the office. So if you're an employer and you're having concerns about productivity or people coming back to the office, and you might need to structure it a little differently. Because if somebody told me, look, you got to show up at the office, you got to show up, you know, for a couple hours so we know you're here, we know you're still working for us, and then leave, are those 2 hours really, really extra productive in addition to the commute? And so we're really having a lack of productivity issue. And I know studies have said, no, people who work from home could be productive. I am. And I'm very productive because I see patients at 6 a.m. I see patients up until 10 at night. So you're getting me at even the odd hours. Saturday and Sunday, I'm logging on and I'm seeing patients. So I'm telling you right now, yeah, you can be very productive working from home. But why am I so productive? Well, it's because I'm getting paid every time I log on and see a patient. If you're getting paid for the same amount of work no matter what, you might not be that willing to jump on your days off. I love the idea of bonus structures and additional pay for additional output. I think it motivates people. You know, our dog blew her ACL out. So, and we don't have pet insurance, and a lot of the pet insurances don't cover those on certain breeds. So we would have, you know, that's going to cost us about $5,000. What do you think I am going to be doing every night and weekend, right? I'm going to be working extra hours because thank God I have the ability to. And so you start to have issues that happen in your life, and you're like, well, I need to be able to make more money, which is why some, I think, the best jobs are those that allow you to, if you want to make more money, you can. The reason why I loved waiting tables so much, that was one of my favorite jobs, that and working in the ER as a doctor. But waiting tables was fun, and tending bar, and working behind the bar. And why? Because if I needed extra money, I could ask for an extra shift. And if I wanted to be super, super nice and, you know, jokey and spunky with the customers, I could make extra tips. And knowing that you could have a little bit of that control is pretty damn cool. Now, mind you, you have a job that pays you for not showing up. That's nice. I get it. That's nice. But a lot of these employers are kind of getting wise. There was an article saying it's not a big deal if somebody's working two jobs while you're paying them full-time and benefits at home. You know, employers shouldn't have a cow with that. Well, if they're not getting the productivity, yes. If you're not available when they need you to be during office hours, then yes. If you're double-dipping, because remember, if an employer has to pay for your health insurance, your Social Security, your Medicare, payroll taxes, on top of your wage, it's a lot of money. But for those of you going, I don't like going back to work because it costs more money, talk to your employer and say, look, this is what, you know, I'm saving money when I work at home. Can I work at home, or what we could do in terms of compensation? 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So men seem to get the brunt of a lot of things, especially when it comes to cancer and heart disease. Maybe not breast cancer. Men get breast cancer, but women get a lot more breast cancer. But we found that women may be more prone to lung cancer from wood-burning stoves and fireplaces than men. A comprehensive study looking at 50,000 women discovered a significant correlation between using wood-burning stoves and increased lung cancer. Women who regularly use these stoves had a 43% higher likelihood of developing lung cancer compared to those who did not. Now, we know that burning wood can cause issues, but indoor can enhance those issues. Outdoor, at least, you know, I love standing by fires and watching. We're going to be going camping next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, and, you know, have the fire burning and can't wait. We love that stuff. But at least there's air, there's ventilation. Indoor, you start to take in more carbon monoxide, more formaldehyde, more volatile organic compounds. The burning wood releases tiny particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs, can also get into the bloodstream. According to ZME Science, this will exacerbate respiratory conditions like asthma and could also provoke by inflammatory states heart disease and even induce cancer. Wood smoke, though, people think, okay, well, it's a tree, so it's good. There's other stuff on there. You know, burning wood, you're like, well, it's nature, it's natural. You know, there's stuff on that wood, especially if you end up getting pre-treated wood, where you buy firewood as opposed to making it yourself. But wood itself has particulate matter, gases when it is aflame, and hundreds of chemicals. Many of these are classified as hazardous air pollutants and carcinogens. In the U.S., it's emitted mainly from wood stoves, fireplaces, and boilers. 2 million U.S. households currently use wood as their primary heating fuel. In the UK, 7.5% of households use wood for heating. Other countries, percentage is higher. So the International Agency for Research on Cancer described indoor emissions from household combustion of wood as probably carcinogenic to humans based on multiple studies. And in one study, it looks like it's even associated with a 20% higher risk of lung cancer. So, you know, indoor wood burning puts you at higher risk, obviously, than outdoor wood burning or other methods. Keep in mind, you could still get carbon monoxide poisoning from gas heaters and other things that you're using that isn't necessarily wood burning. But if you have been using a wood burner over 30 days a year, your increased risk of lung cancer jumped almost 70%. Gas, propane, and artificial logs used as fuel sources and fireplaces were also associated with higher incidence of lung cancer, but not as high as the wood burning. So, something to think about. They say wood is usually secondary to electricity and gas, but there are many people that use that as a primary source. Also, you know, power goes out, you do what you need to do. But keep in mind, if it's something you're doing by choice, make sure you get your lungs checked. Try to avoid any additional pollutants going to your lungs. Try to do it outdoors if you can. Open up windows, get some extra ventilation. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY. Well, the bird flu has hit some farms in Minnesota, and over 140,000 birds have been affected. This is Minnesota's first major bird flu outbreak of 2023, and it struck a Meeker County turkey farm. This is before Thanksgiving. A flock of 140,000 birds had to be killed to prevent further spread. Site has been quarantined. They do not think the virus, the pathogenic avian influenza, poses a threat. They do not believe it poses a threat to the food supply. Last year, the outbreak of bird flu was one of the deadliest. We lost 58 million birds nationwide, made a lot of us rethink maybe doing peanut butter and jelly for Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the virus is spread by migratory birds, and it's really, really hard to vaccinate every bird and catch every bird. It can spread pretty quickly. And this keeps popping up during seasonal migrations. And this happened in Minnesota. So the most recent cases that they had, however, were in the spring. They said the spring cases were in backyard flocks. It affected about 240 birds. But this was the first detection in a large commercial facility in Minnesota this year. So Minnesota is the nation's leading producer of turkey. And last year, they lost 4 million birds, 4 million turkeys. Wilmar-based Jenny O. Turkey Store was hard hit. And I think they are in Montevideo. If you're thinking about turkey time, maybe get your turkey early. I know sometimes there's specials and sales. But if you think the prices are going to go up and you think we're going to hear more about flu outbreaks, you might want to consider getting your turkey early. Two other bird flu outbreaks were reported this month at commercial turkey farms in South Dakota and Utah. 200,000 birds were affected, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We do not believe that this sort of bird flu is affecting humans. Can bird flu transmit to humans later? Can it go from human to human? Well, that's one of the next big fears and predictions we have in terms of the next bad flu or virus that hits us. It would be one of these that is so rampant in a population such as birds that it mutates and figures out a way to have some resilience in a human. And we've had some humans get bird flu because they've had close contact with the birds. But where it gets very scary is when you have a human-to-human transmission of bird flu. Now, that's why when people were debating if COVID came from bat soup, people had asked, all right, it's obvious it came from a lab. Now, I think it came from a lab. The average person thought it came from a lab. Yet the scientists kept saying, nope, that's not what happened. It was a zoonotic illness that then transferred in humans. So the theory that is plausible, although I don't think plausible for COVID, because I really do believe something happened in August of 2019, because it's not China's first rodeo. The first SARS outbreak was linked to a lab. Singapore Ministry of Health, I think, did a review and an audit, and they said the first SARS outbreak in 2002 happened because of a lab leak. Then a couple people died a year later due to a lab leak. So for me, I was like, third time's a charm. It's probably another lab leak. But the reason why that other theory of this came from bats persisted so long is, yes, coronavirus has been found in bats. We do know that animals can have a virus that could be picked up by a human. And the theory they had is, well, this virus finally got into a human and it learned how to go from human to human. And the scientific community didn't throw that theory out because it can happen. And so look at Zika. You get Zika from a mosquito, but now you could also get Zika from spreading it with sex. So there's, you know, there's plausibility. It's just when it came to COVID, I really think it was a lab leak. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.